So sue me. As long as they're doing nothing, I'm not going to apologize for trying to do something.
It's an historic moment. For the first time ever, the House of Representatives, as a body, has voted to sue the President of the United States.
We have chosen to sue the President over his selective implementation of the Affordable Care Act.
That's right. He stands accused of deliberately not enforcing the provisions of his own health care law. Ridiculous, said Democrat Louise Slaughter.
This is a ridiculous lawsuit. One House of Congress seeking to sue the president for not implementing a law they have tried everything to kill.
But that also makes this probably the most unselfish lawsuit in American history. Imagine, Republicans are so determined to protect the Constitution, they are prepared to force the president to implement to the letter the very law they've tried so many times to repeal. Even more unselfish, political analyst Larry Sabato has noticed that some Republicans have even mentioned impeachment.
And of course, the Republicans did this once before in 1998, and it backfired big time.
Now, this is just the beginning. As CBS's Nancy Cordes reports, Republicans have some important decisions to make.
They need to decide who they're going to hire as legal counsel and where they want to file this lawsuit. They're obviously going to try to choose a court that they think will be favorable to them.
What would be a good court for a case like this?
Outrageous behavior. You're outrageous. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all.
I would pay to see that.